It's Thursday. It's the 18th of August, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
Okay, it's been those 2 weeks you have in August, people going back to school, students coming back into Fayetteville, all the universities getting ready.
Yeah.
And then
the Midtown Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to school, everyone. And we're excited about the Midtown Men. You guys had a great interview with them, I think, a couple days ago. But they get here, I believe they arrive tonight, and they have three performances over the course of the weekend. And the Midtown Men are four of the original stars of Jersey Boys. You know, they were part of the phenomenon as it was becoming a phenomenon, and now they've sort of got together and they are releasing an album and they are starting this concert tour, and we will be the first to see them and the first to see their album.
Right.
The
first person who buys it in the lobby at Walton Arts Center Friday is the first person who buys the album.
Yeah, which is kind of neat, I think. You know, there's four of them, and they are incredibly talented. They, you know, starred in one of the biggest Broadway hits to come around in the last decade or more. And but they sing songs from Jersey Boys, but they also sing other songs from the era, and they obviously love to perform with each other. And I think that's what the audience will see this weekend as they perform, is you'll get a chance to understand why these guys want to do this and perform together.
Full band.
Full
horns
band.
And the whole thing.
Yeah,
so.
the whole nine yards.
Friday night at 8, Saturday at 2.
2 and 8.
8.
And there are tickets available for all three shows. You can get them at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. And then we're off for a few days, and we come back with the Summer Jazz Series, the final show on the 26th. That's Warren Wolf with the Claudia Burson Trio. Mm-hmm. That will be at 8 o'clock in our Star Theater. The following day, we will have the Roots Festival, the Fayetteville Roots Festival. Multiple locations for that in Fayetteville, but we'll be having several performances at Walton Arts Center. And then coming up the next weekend, Theater Squared kicks off their first show of the season. Boing, boing. And that opens on the 1st of September. That same night at 7:30 out at the Amp, we'll have Charlie Daniels as well. So theater or Charlie Daniels, take your pick. Right. And then September is a little bit light for us in terms of programming, but we have a special artist coming on the 19th of September. We have not talked about him at all, but his name is James Galea. And if any of you were at our Masquerade Ball fundraiser this past March, you might have caught this guy doing a magic show on the stage at Baum Walker Hall. He's from Australia, and the name of his show is I Hate Rabbits. which is great. He's a magician, and he's basically trying to shun that sort of stodgy, you know, preconception
hat,
that you might have.
Right. So
top hat tales, yes.
So SPCA need not worry.
No, don't
about
worry.
That title.
It's not that he, you know, really hates rabbits. It's that he hates having to pull rabbits out of hats like magicians do. But he is he's very fun. He's young, he's exciting, he's cute. He'll come out in jeans and a t-shirt, and he'll do these incredible magic tricks. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but.
There are two kinds of people at a magic show. There are those who will squint and try to figure out how it's done. And then there's the people like me who just say, I don't care. I'll just be amazed.
I try to figure out how it's done.
Do you?
Yeah, and it's annoying because I can never figure it out because these guys are just so good.
Yeah.
But he's pretty remarkable, and his show will be in Star Theater actually, so it'll be a small show, it'll be up close.
And that the date for him?
September 19th in Star Theater.
But it really then gets moving as you move into September.
Yeah, it really picks up towards the end of September and into the 1st of October.
You got
Martha Graham Dance Company is coming on the 6th of October. And I wanted to talk about her a little bit because I'm learning about Martha Graham. I'm learning about how essential she was to the development of modern dance in our community and in our society, really. And it's pretty exciting to have her. You know, as we get ready to open up a major American art museum in November with Crystal Bridges, I think it's really fun to look at some of the major American performing artists that we have coming. And the Martha Graham Dance Company is one of those. Martha Graham, of course, is no longer with
us,
but the company is devoted to pursuing sort of keeping her work and her story alive in our dance culture. And it's really interesting because she was an innovator, as somebody who in her field changed things, made a difference, brought a new kind of dance to the world. And so it's pretty fun to be learning about her and realizing that her company is going to come here. They're going to perform probably her most well-known and famous work, which is Appalachian Spring, featuring music by Copeland. And then there are these incredible sets by this artist named Noguchi. And it's sort of the iconic piece for Martha Graham. So I've never seen it, and I'm really excited to have it. So I wanted to get that on people's calendars. That is October 6th. That will be in the Big Theater. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. It isn't just a dance evening. It's actually a narrated presentation. So the artistic director from the company will be on the stage, wow. And she'll show us some film of Martha Graham's work, and she'll talk us through the dances. And so it will be a very sort of multimedia educational presentation as opposed to just watching a dance show.
What Babe Ruth was to baseball or Louis Armstrong to jazz, Martha Graham to dance.
To dance, absolutely. And that's a great, great analogy. It's she was a game changer. Mm-hmm. And we love to explore that and celebrate that, and we want lots of people to come out and see the show.
Joey, as always, thank you.
Thank you.